beep.
Said the chick in the barnyard pen.
Quack, quack.
Said the duck, won't you let me in?
Clop, clop, clop.
Said the little white hen.
Let's boogie in the barnyard.
Take it.
We're boogieing in the urban farm barnyard this morning with Mr. Greg Peterson. Let's get our first flock set up. Where do we start?
Where do we start? Well, there's two ways to start. You can buy adult birds, or you can get chicks. And adult birds are great. You have to be really careful about their age. What you're looking for in an adult hen is a point of lay hen or a pullet. They're the ones that are just starting to lay. Because remember I said earlier that if you, the older the hen gets, the less they lay. Well, they will get to the point. I had a hen that was 10 years old once at the urban farm, and she would lay 2 eggs a year. So, well, not that big. They were, you know, a big egg, but still standard size. And so, you know, what people can do is, you know, on Craigslist is they can sell their adult non-laying hens. And, you know, you could get stuck with them. So, that you know, that's something you really need to be cognizant of when you're doing that. So you need to... Go ahead.
Like on an alligator, where his tail, there's fins that go from his back and go into one on his tail.
Oh, yes.
Each fin on the separation at the point they're separated is a year of the gator's life.
Yeah.
So you can count how old it is. Are there, like, stripes on a chicken feather or, you know, certain things on their wallet you can count that... It would say, hey, this is how old the chicken is.
Yeah, not so much. If you just look at the chicken, you know, you can tell if it's a teenage chicken or if it's a 90-year-old chicken. You know, are their feathers ruffled and damaged too much? Are they, you know, what do their feet look like? Does their beak look new? You know, so there's things you can look at. So, you know, if you're buying adult hens, you just need to make sure that you're getting point of lay. You know, I know that there are some feed stores around town that will sell them at that age. So that's one way of doing it. The other way is, you know, getting chicks. And you, as you mentioned earlier, you can have the chicks shipped in, but typically they're going to ship you 25. That's why I like to go to the you know, the local farm stores and, you know, get two or three of the breeds, you know, and get six hens to start with. And they come, most of the time they come pre-sexed. So you're going to get girls.
Who gets that job?
Yeah, good question. I don't know.
I've never known anyone that'll guarantee 100%.
No,
but they
don't.
Get pretty close.
That is true. Actually, a few years, like 5 or 6 years ago, I tried an experiment at the urban farm, and we had a friend. I had a friend that was doing it with me, and between the two of us, we bought 120 chicks, and we raised up 120 chicks, and I was raising them to sell them as pullets mostly, and we ended up with one rooster. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That's a great ratio.
Yeah. That's usually what it is. It's usually about 99%. And you find out that it's the rooster at about 4 months when you wake up early in the morning and all of a sudden you hear this. And it's like, uh-oh. We got a rooster coming.
It's still hard at that time on some of the breeds to tell which one's
it
out
is.
There crowing.
It is.
You hear it, and you go out there, and he's not crowing anymore. Mm-hmm. But it seems like they're maybe 5% bigger. Just look for the one that's bit taller.
Yeah,
his feet are a little bit bigger.
Yep. Maybe a little bit fancier feathers on their tail.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what do you do when you end up with a rooster?
That's a good question. Well, 5 years ago, I'd have answered that differently. 5 years ago, it ended up in the pot. Exactly. Now I would find a home for it. There are people out there looking for purebred roosters, and you know you can find them.
Now, what are some terms we need to know as it relates to chickens?
Yeah. So, chicken housing. Let's start with chicken housing, and we're going to talk about this next segment about how to keep your chickens safe. But there's the chicken run, and a chicken run can be outside. Or inside a enclosed coop. You also have to have a coop, some place for them to sleep at night. We at the urban farm didn't have an enclosed coop for them until about 3 years ago, and the reason I enclosed the coop was because the pigeons were eating us at a house and home on the feed. When I enclosed the coop, our feed bill dropped in half. You know, I was spending $80.
You weren't feeding the neighborhood flying rats.
Yeah.
You called them pigeons earlier.
Exactly. So that's one thing. And then predators is another thing. And we, you know, I'm at 16th Street in Glendale, right in the middle of Phoenix. And last summer we lost a bunch of our hens to a bobcat. And a buddy of mine in this neighborhood also lost some hens to a raccoon. So you have to, you know, be a lot more cognizant about that. So chicken coop, having an enclosed chicken coop where they can sleep at night, a chicken run, nesting boxes. You want to keep their nesting boxes away from where they sleep. And if your nesting boxes are high, they will sleep in the nesting boxes, and chickens poop all night. So, you know, you basically get a nesting box full of chicken poop. So you want to keep the nesting boxes low. You want to keep their roosts high. You know, those are just some tips.
And what you can do with that is you can add that to your compost pile and help your organic material.
Dang straight. In the fourth segment, I'm going to talk about, I got a whole story about that.
Okay, wonderful. Well, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE4U. You can sign up at theurbanfarm.org to follow along with Greg's weekly podcast. 3 a week, correct?
That is absolutely true.
And your newsletters, and along with a lot of great information for getting started on building your own urban farm. And you've been doing this for a lot of years on, is it a third of an acre?
Third of an acre. 28, almost 29 years for me there.